Hello, everyone. I am Coach Lizzie, and welcome to Leveling Up. This is our opportunity for open coaching. I'm so excited to be here tonight. I'm so glad that you're here. And it looks like I even remembered how to promote people to panelists this time. Whew, last time I forgot how to do that. So, like, already we're winning, right? So, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is open coaching, which means that if you raise your hand, I can promote you again to panelists and we can talk. And so, this is all about leveling up made easy. So, the month of March is all about leveling up and doing level ups. Yeah, please type into the chat. And remember that when you type into the chat, mark your chat to everyone instead of just hosts and panelists so that everyone can see your conversations. And hello, Myrna, and some of my other Raquel, and some of my other private clients. It's so exciting to see you here, Rosita. Thank you, Kelly, everyone. It's going to be a great night, right? So please raise your hand if you would like to be coached, if you'd like for us to talk about your level ups, or if there's really anything on your mind that you want us to talk about. But real quick, I have a couple of thoughts about leveling up. So let's talk about that. What exactly is a level up? So the key to leveling up is making sure that the changes you're making are so subtle and so small that your brain says, this is not good enough. Like that's not going to count. Well, here's the thing. You get to decide what's good enough. I'd love to tell you a quick story, and then we're going to jump into coaching. So my I, you know, as many of us have, like I've had definitely challenges with different kinds of food and that type of thing. But my like consistent challenge has actually not been a food. It's been wine. And it's, you know, we all have our different things that has been challenging for us. And so my husband was in the military when our kids were small, you know, they're whatever, 6 and 8, 5 and 3, what have you, but he's away. And what's honestly, and this is super shameful, honestly, to admit, was so hard for me was I wanted to drink more when I was by myself than when I was other people with other people. And sometimes we have habits like that. Like that's a lot like secret eating and things like that. And maybe you find yourself you know, going downstairs after everyone's in bed and, you know, going into the pantry or to the refrigerator, and you find yourself eating in secret because you have so much shame. And boy, I am familiar with the shame train. 2 a.m., Lizzie, is not a friendly place to be in my brain. However, over time, I have learned to address that shame voice and learn to kind of level up. And so, but when we have something like that where it's really hard to let go, that's when a tiny level up can make such a difference. So over time, I have definitely done all the things of like, no wine this month. And, you know, that's definitely all or nothing thinking. And that, of course, has not worked well. And then, you know, well, what if I just try doing less? And, you know, is it, trust me, this is like a years long process. And what's happening over time, like, and I gotta give No BS and Corinne so much credit because it's helped me realize that here's what's happening in my brain is that my habit brain is terrified to let go of this thing, this substance that feels safe to me, that feels like it's helping me. And why would my brain want to let go of something that helps me feel safe, right? Our brains are not about our happiness, not about our fulfillment. Our brains are about keeping us alive and keeping us feeling safe. And so that's why my brain has in the past really struggled to let go of drinking wine at night. And so my level ups, I realized over time, could not be, I won't have any tonight. I won't have, you know, I'll have less. Because my brain was freaking out and was immediately restriction was like, no, my toddler brain not happy. And so my level ups have been so tiny, just like I said a minute ago, so small that I definitely wanted to say, well, that doesn't count. Like that's not getting me anywhere. To the point where I have come to a place where, like, for a long time, I was afraid to do the Fuck It Foods worksheet on wine until God bless Coach Kathy. When there was like a Fuck It Foods workshop, and she said something about like I've done it on Oreos and this and that, and also on beer, and I was like, oh, you could do a Fuck It Food worksheets on alcohol, and I was like, nope, don't want to do that. I am afraid that I will not like it so much anymore. And again, like this makes so much sense. This is why tiny level ups are so crucial, because our survival brain is afraid to let go of something. And so what I've done over time is allowed myself to teach my brain, maybe I don't love it as much as I thought with the Fuck It Foods worksheet. And so I just want to share that story. First of all, like, let's just all be open and vulnerable, because like I've cracked open that egg. But also, like, level ups can be tiny. And especially when there is something that your brain is holding on to because of it's like maybe tangled up with something really powerful, like love, comfort, or safety, it's okay that your level up is something tiny. So with that, let's open it up to coaching. Again, level ups for the month of March is all about just tiny little things that allow you to feel safe, but not freaking out, so that you can kind of like allow your brain to get used to it a little bit and then kind of be like, maybe I'm okay with that. Sound good? So we're going to jump into some coaching. I love it. I've got Phoebe is up first, and we'll take it from there. Oh, and also Coach Ashley, thank you so much for being here. You are a rock star. We got Coach Ashley in the chat, and she is typing in all caps as we're waiting for Phoebe to hop on. So thank you everybody for being here. Phoebe, whenever you're ready, I'd love it if you could unmute and start your video.
Hi, sorry.
Hi.
Is that Leslie?
I can hear you. So good to see you.
Can you see me?
Yes, I can see you too.
Oh, wow. Thank you for having me. And thanks so much for having it at a time that's reasonable in Australia. So it's a lovely sunny morning here in Sydney. And thanks very much for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. Good morning.
Good morning. So I guess I've been with No BS for a year and just over a year, and I've got a wonderful accountability group, the No BS Level Ups, which we were formerly called the Southern Bells. So hi to everyone. Southern as in Southern Hemisphere.
Love it.
So I guess we have taken on the Level Up Challenge this month. We are doing a call together tomorrow night to start watching some of the content, but we've all sort of had a look at the sheet, and we've been trying to implement some level ups, but I guess I'm getting the not good enough feeling with some of my stuff. I do you know, I plan every day. I try and tick all the boxes, as I sort of say to myself, in terms of doing all the things. I know we don't like to do all the things, but that's what I feel like I'm doing, all the things. And it's been it's been steady. I've lost 24 kilos, which is wow, nearly 5 pounds, I think. So since starting OBS, and yeah, a lot of it has been through just those little changes that I really 12 months ago did not think were going to be enough, and obviously they have been. But it significantly slowed, my weight loss progress has significantly slowed in the last sort of 5-6 months. Like, it was, there was the big drop, and now I'm sort of a really gradual slow loss, which is not a bad thing. But I guess I really want to get to my goal, which is 10 kilos away, and I just feel like those level ups, the little level ups that I'm trying, how can I add more of them in? Like, I feel like I'm doing as much as I can do, but it's still kind of slow, and I don't know if that's a bad thing or if it's something that, you know, I need to just accept. The level up I've been working on the last week or so has been weekends, like everyone, well, not like everyone, but like a lot of us are a problem for me. So I find that come Friday, I just tend to move into this complete different place in my head where I'm like, oh, I've been so good all week, and I'm just going to relax and include, I'm including all this relaxation and reward in my plan, which is good. And I have made progress, but, you know, is that my kind of slackening off on the weekends what's slowing me down? And I'm trying to wrestle with do I change my, am I thinking about this the wrong way? Am I being permissive when I go, oh, it's the weekend, and so I'm going to plan myself a couple of desserts and a couple of drinks. But is that, you know, I don't know if I'm being permissive or if I'm being realistic when I go, oh, I need to include those things, but still eat them in a way that's not really destroying my progress. Yeah. So sorry, I'm not being very coherent, but does that
You're
make
doing great.
Sense?
Yeah, thank you. So a number of things come up. First of all, wow, congratulations on all the progress you've already made. That's huge. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I feel good.
Yeah. Quick question. In the last however many months it's taken you to lose the 24 kilos, in the level ups that you did they all feel like a lot? Or did some of those level ups feel like, yeah, this is not really enough?
Probably the latter. You know, I felt like for a long time I was really focusing on exercise, and then it is getting into my head that really the exercise is not where the weight loss is happening. Like, I'm not doing that much to make a big difference. I'm doing, you know, a bit of walking, and I'm trying some strength exercises and that sort of stuff, but really I'm not doing much more than 15 minutes a day of something even as basic as just walking to the shops and back in the afternoon, which is fine. I'm fine with that. So I've had level, you know, not been so heavy on the exercise about in leveling up, but my level ups, like the last few weeks, I've just been trying to leave bites behind at dinner. But I really struggled with leaving food on the plate, like big time. I was like, I couldn't do it.
I so resonate with that. Yeah.
The waste and you know, I just want to clean my plate, and I've experimented with it, and we sort of, with a bit of back and forth with my accountability group, I sort of realized that when I would finish dinner, I would go to the kitchen and then eat more bites off other people's plates while I was cleaning up, and eating bites out of the fry pan when I was putting the stuff in the fridge, you know, and putting that away.
Okay.
And my level up, rather than leaving bites on the plate, was to just stop at the plate and to
Amazing.
Stop eating after I
Yeah.
finished my, which has been a challenge. And I'm doing it most days, but there's still days like last night where I mindlessly kind of ate a few more bites as I was cleaning up, and I was like, oh, caught myself. But
yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, like, I don't feel like they've been crazy difficult things to do, but at the same time, yeah, like, is that where I should be putting my focus? You know, I sort of feel like I'm doing a few laps in my head when I think about what other things I could add to perhaps speed things up
Right.
a bit.
Well, one thing I think I heard was that you mentioned that like weight loss was going really well and then it's like slowed down. And I am not sure, but it sounds like that's where your sort of mental chatter is coming up of like, my weight loss is still happening. It's just a lot slower. And so I need to do something more. And I just want to address that real fast, that it's really normal for the like number of pounds lost per week to change over time. Because the ratio, or rather the rate at which you're losing weight, can stay the same. But as your body gets smaller, there's less of you to lose each week. And so, I mean, my husband's the math guy. I am not the math person. But if we were to do the math and had some fancy formula for it, we would figure out that it makes sense that the like number of pounds lost per week would become less on the scale, even if the rate of weight loss is staying consistent. So just a thought to consider that, like, it feels like weight loss is slowing down because the number of pounds lost per week may be changing, but the rate at which you're losing may actually be staying the same simply because your body is smaller. There's less of you to lose each week. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, you're right. And I'm not surprised, you know, especially when you start the journey, there's a lot of just rubbish that I was eating, you know, I was a January starter. So, you know, there was Christmas weight to lose. And there was a lot with those initial kind of changes. And yeah, I understand that that's how the body works. You know, there's a lot that drops pretty quickly to begin with, and then it sort of peters out. But yeah, like you're probably right. I mean, my rate of change is, I think it has slowed down. I'm using the Happy Scale app. I'm just finding that I don't know. I don't know about the maths either. I'm not a maths person. But you're right. Like I should expect that it's not going to be moving at the same pace. And it is moving, but yeah, I'm probably sitting at about maybe 300 grams a week, which is like 3/4 of a pound, or I don't know. Yeah.
So, you know, I just wanted to bring up the point that the rate of weight loss may not be changing, but nevertheless, you're still thinking like maybe there's an opportunity for me to level up my weekends. Yeah. Do you want to talk about weekends?
Yes, weekends are good. Weekends are my
amazing. So you asked, you know, is it being permissive to sort of plan in an extra treat or something, or is it being realistic? You know, I don't necessarily have a definitive answer on that, but like I thought I heard you say earlier that like when you get to the weekends, there's a thought of quote unquote, like I've been good all week. Did I hear that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I work a regular Monday to Friday 9-to-5 job. I'm very lucky enough to work from home 3 out of 5 days. You know, my routine is, you know, I've got young kids, not super young, 11 and 14. But, you know, our weeks are structured like that, right? We're Monday to Friday. That is how our lives are structured around. And Monday to Friday, yeah, follow a routine and we do our stuff. And yeah, there's definitely some routine that happens on the weekend as well. But I guess, yes, this Friday night kind of dopamine hit that I'm just wanting to tick some box on a Friday night where it's like, yes, I have week and look at us, we got through our whole week and now it's Friday. And in the past, that would be when I used to drink 3 or 4 glasses of wine, have 4 or 5 pieces of pizza. And that really has changed a lot in the last 12 months. And I'm really grateful that I have been consistent with sticking to a much more conservative Friday night. I have 1 or 2 glasses of wine now, and I have 3 or 4 pieces of pizza, and I'm pretty good at stopping there. But I almost always crave a sweet after, and I'm like, no. In my mind, I try and do what Corinne does, where I'm like, well, if I've had the wine, then I don't get the dessert. But in my mind, I'm like, yeah, but I want the dessert. Like that's the 3 things that I need. I need the ice cream on the end of the pizza to complete the reward process. I sometimes have just a piece of chocolate, but often I won't plan it, but then I'll eat it. And it's not too bad. Like it's literally a couple of pieces of chocolate or something. And I go, okay, cool. Okay. But
so I have a couple of ideas.
I did do an Ask Coaches where it was recommended. Well, I spoke to the lovely coach Kathy, and she's like, well, what if you just ate less dinner to make sure you have room for that? And then maybe if I do the 3 things, right, then I feel like I've, you know, ticked the reward boxes.
Yeah. A couple of thoughts. Like number one, we can say, I wish, you know, weekends were just the same as a Tuesday and a Wednesday, but they're not. Like let's acknowledge that weekends are different, that we want to have some rest on the weekends, that things are a little different about that. That being said, one opportunity for you in terms of a level up could be just the way that you're thinking during the week. Instead of thinking, I was doing really good all week, you could think, I ate normally this week. And I really want to kind of highlight that distinction between good and normal, or kind of like getting back on track versus getting back to normal. Because the mindset of a diet, like I'm going on a diet, it suggests something temporary. Whereas if this is my normal, that allows you to kind of create a new baseline of like, I don't necessarily need a reward for being normal. I don't need a reward for brushing my teeth. I don't need a reward for getting up and going to work. Like that's normal. And here's the kicker. is that long-term change, long-term weight loss happens when your definition of this is normal for me begins to change. So if you're telling yourself all week, I've been so good, of course you're going to want a reward. Whereas if you tell yourself all week, like I've been eating in my normal healthy way, it's still the weekend. Like you still want to rest, but there's less of this like, go me, I need some chocolate before I keep going. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. That's a really good way of thinking of it, actually. Like you're comparing it to cleaning your teeth. You're absolutely right. Like it's not like I'm climbing Mount Fuji or anything. And I sort of thought that the other day too. I was walking and I thought the same thing. I'm like, why do I seek this dopamine hit on a Friday night? Even to the point where I was like fighting the urge for chocolate just this Friday night gone. And I'd gone and I'd done a rewarding activity. I'd taken myself into my room. That was my little present to myself, as I take my laptop in my room and I watch something girly that I want to watch because I live with three boys and they were watching the football. So I was like, football, I'm going to do something for me. I'd had my wine, I'd had my pizza. I'm like, I don't need any more food. I'm going to go and watch my laptop in my room. But I just was really urgy and I was like, oh. And I went out to the fridge, I looked in the fridge, I knew there was one individual piece of chocolate that I was wrapped up and I thought, oh, am I going to eat the chocolate? And then I started like looking, shopping online. I'm like, this is total dopamine seeking behavior. You know, I thought, no, I'm not shopping online. That's not what I want to do. But then I went out and got the piece of chocolate, had the piece of chocolate, and then, you know, felt like okay, done now. Now I can enjoy the movie. And when I was asking myself about that dopamine hit, why am I seeking that dopamine hit? You're right. I think if I was thinking about the week, like I've just done a normal week here. We did all the stuff that we were meant to do and we turned up to school and work and we did all our things. It's not really anything that requires a medal. Like it just is a normal behavior. And you're right. It is a different mindset to think of that as, okay, we did what we needed to do this week and now I can relax, but it's not a...
I love that you said relax. Like, again, weekends are different. We do want to rest. Rest is so awesome and so important. And it's subtle, but there is a distinction between I want a reward versus I want to rest. And like, you can still feel a little kind of celebratory on a Friday night and so forth, but it's a little bit different. Versus like, I deserve a medal. I deserve a chocolate and four glasses of wine because of all of my good work over the week. You know, so that's one tiny level up is how you talk to yourself during the week. Coach Kathy offered you another opportunity for a tiny level up, which is, okay, it's Friday. You want to have a couple glasses of wine. You want to have some pizza. You want to have some dessert afterwards, ice cream or what have you. You can still have that. But maybe it's, I'm going to have two slices of pizza and my ice cream, or I'm going to have three slices of pizza and a half a cup of ice cream, you know, whatever, two glasses of wine instead of three. And, you know, you can figure out the different, you know, combinations of so forth. But like a tiny level up is just a little bit less of that so that I can have a little more of that. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah. I think that's a good way of thinking of it. And I think maybe, because I kept thinking, oh, well, in my mind, I'm thinking, right, well, I'm allowed to have dessert, or I allow myself to have dessert on Saturday. And in my, like, this is my weekend plan is like, if I have a wine on Friday with my pizza, and then on Saturday, I have my dessert. But the reality is on the Friday, I want all three. And I have done some work on the Saturday where I'll make a dessert for the family. Like we don't generally have dessert through the week. So yeah, that's become where we used to quite often, but now we don't. We just have it on Saturdays and I'll make a special dessert. But and I have leveled up in that I will have that now for lunch or I'll have it for dinner by itself without. Yeah. And I'll really enjoy my whole bowl of dessert and go, cool, that's dinner for me. That's it. And the kids will obviously have something else. But yeah, so there's progress that's been made and I'm really grateful to No BS for many, many things, but also for the ability to kind of really examine and question why it is that we do certain things. Like why do we feel we have to have a full dinner and then dessert on top of it? Why not have half of each or one instead of the other? So, yeah, look, I think I'm pleased with all the progress I've made. I suppose I'm now just thinking, okay, well, where can I really knuckle down? I know, see, I'm doing all the things that people say, don't say those words because then they have power and blah, blah, blah. But you know what I mean? I feel like, there's little tiny things that I know that could be tweaked. And yes, the thought about the week and the normality of just doing what I do now, because it is part of my life to, you know, have my little 10-minute walk and eat the certain things that I do that are obviously leading to results. It's enough to just chip away at those and fine tune some of that behavior and thoughts around the weekend is really helpful. Thank you. Great.
You're welcome. I have like two more ideas on weekend level ups. Would you be interested?
Absolutely.
Sure. Okay. So with the desserts, I love your ceiling, by the way. you could try, like I did with wine, like you could try doing the Fuck It Foods worksheet on like, my brain says I want dessert on Friday and Saturday. Maybe I'm not going to deny myself dessert, but I'm going to do a worksheet on it to just like really taste it and be like, these first two bites are amazing. The third bite, pretty good. By the fourth bite, it's changing a little bit. By the fifth, sixth bite, maybe I'm getting a little bored with it. That's an option. Again, like that, at least for me, has been such a gateway level up of like, my brain is not freaking out because I'm not denying myself the thing, but I'm also allowing my brain to be like, how much do I really like it? So that's an option as well. I don't know to what degree you plan any meals over the weekend, but perhaps you could plan one meal on a, you know, Sunday, we're going to plan breakfast, you know, something like that.
I'm good with planning. I do the planning and I do the assessing, but yeah, it's the sticking to plan, I suppose. Like I'll make the plan and I stick to it mostly, but it's usually the, I won't plan what I don't want to do. Like I won't, you know, like all of us, I don't put dessert on my plan on a Friday night, but then I know that it's quite possible that I'm going to go and get that dessert. So, but yes, you're right about the Fuck It Foods worksheet. I have not done one. And Cindy in my group suggested, hi Cindy, hi Karen, in my No BS group to do the Fuck It Foods worksheet because, yeah, I haven't really analysed it. And even though mentally I have done it in my head, like gone, you're right, first few bites are great. By a certain point, it's not so great. It's not even that exciting. You know, I had a real thing about donuts. I don't feel as drawn to donuts anymore because, you know, they're not as enjoyable.
Bingo. Like that's kind of what I was talking about. Like when long-term change happens, when what's normal for you begins to change, a alternate of that is like long-term change happens when what you genuinely want begins to change. It sounds like you used to love donuts. And over time you're like, maybe I don't love donuts as much as I thought. And so your desire for them has begun to change. And your desire for a more moderate Friday night has risen. Like you want different things. And so that's the beauty of kind of the Fuck It Foods worksheet and allowing yourself to do these tiny level ups, is that you're allowing your like intrinsic wants and intrinsic desire to change. So you're not muscling and willpowering your way there. You're like, what do I actually want? Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Phoebe. I so appreciate you raising your hand and have a fantastic morning and a fantastic day there in sunny Australia.
Thanks very much. And much love to everyone in the No BS community. We are, I know that for my accountability group and I, we just, we're really loving it and we enjoy watching the calls. We enjoy doing all the content and we're happy to be here and pushing on.
Amazing. Great. Well, thank you for being here. And, you know, with everybody, when you raise your hand, like you help so many other people. So thank you again, Phoebe. I appreciate you being here.
Have a good day.
You too. Thanks. Okay. So I am going to invite Nicole to hop on up here and get coached. And while we're waiting for Nicole, I see that Ashley has put the Fuck It Foods worksheet link into the chat. And Carol asks, how has it helped you? So Carol, like I said, I was afraid to do the Fuck Up Who's worksheet because I was like, I don't want to not want my thing. And that's a real thing. Like, you can acknowledge that fear. But what helped me was I just asked myself, is this sip or bite, whatever it is, more enjoyable, the same, or less enjoyable than the last? And over time, I began to notice a pattern. And so that's a way that has helped me recognize that there is a pattern, and the amount of reward that my brain was associating with the wine is actually less than what I actually thought it was. There's still some, like, no question, but it's less than I thought it was. So welcome, Nicole. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Lizzie. How are you? It's Nicola, just so you know.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
That's okay.
Nicola.
That's okay. It's the Australian coaching call today.
Love it.
Here we are. So thank you for calling on me. I have been around for, I'm now a legacy member, which is fantastic. Regrettably though, since March last year, I've only really lost about 3 kilos. And okay. I had a big stage sort of from August last year where I kind of gained back the 3 kilos. So I'm dicking around with this same 3 kilos, but I'm down again now. My daily plan is locked in. That's part of my normal, as is predominantly best foods. I eat salad with a protein every day for lunch and usually for dinner. I have fruit for my snacks if I'm hungry. I've got a very boring kind of a repertoire in terms of my food, but it works for me. Mm-hmm. I walk 15 kilometres a week, which works out to be a little over 9 miles a week. Like Phoebe, I've got a very busy work life. I also have a long commute between work and home. And I have been really going back over my data in the last few weeks, in particular, trying to put that scientist coat on and understand what is stopping me from continuing my weight loss. I know I can do it. A couple of years ago, I lost 16 kilos, but I lost it through severe restriction. And so that's why I didn't keep it off. Mm-hmm. But what I've come up with is that I think I really need to level up my stopping at enough. Mm-hmm. And I don't serve myself big meals. I've tried the bites behind, but I kind of start eating and then just get into this is what I'm doing now and forget to tune into my body. So I'm really trying to find what can I do to level up my stopping at enough.
Mm-hmm. Such a great question. And thank you, Nicola, for describing all that. It's clear. You know, I really want to give you a high five and kudos for all the work that you are already doing. I mean, you have a salad and protein for lunch. You've got lots of data. You recognize that in the past you were able to lose weight, but through restriction, it's not going to work for you now. So just first of all, like, there's a ton you're already doing. So that's amazing. And also, yeah, of the four basics, if there's one that kind of moves the needle more than others, stopping at enough is kind of that one. So you said that you don't necessarily serve yourself a ton. However, you tend to perhaps, I don't know if tune out is the right word, but you sort of forget to be like, how many bites have I had? How full or enough am I? Am I hearing that right?
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So what do you think might help you tune into your body a little bit more, be a little bit more present, and just kind of pay a little bit more attention at the meal? Is it just at dinners or is it all meals?
I generally don't eat breakfast, so it's really lunch and dinner. Mm-hmm. And I've tried a bunch of different things that has had varying levels of success, not really. I make sure that I slow down my eating. I put my fork down between bites. That's something, because I am a really fast eater, so I've found that I'm habitually now slowing my eating down, which is a good thing for weight loss as well as a whole bunch of other reasons. I have tried, well, I always eat my lunch at a table rather than just sitting on the lounge in front of the telly because I'm generally at work. Not so much dinner. I do tend to sit in front of the TV eating dinner, but I still do put it down and slow down and so on. I think the distraction, because I'm so busy all the time, I think I feel the need to have my mind going all the time. And so when I'm not working and I'm eating my lunch, I'm like, oh, what's going on Facebook? What's going on? Let me browse for a winter coat. Let me do this. Let me do, I'm just constantly on. So I think perhaps turning off and really just focusing on my food is probably where I need to focus my attention.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. Particularly in our society today, but like brains are not designed for idleness. Like that's what brains do. They have thoughts and they're like boredom. Actually, I used to really think that boredom eating was a cop out. Like I was like, I should not be eating because I'm bored. And yet I struggle mightily with boredom eating. And then I learned, because I'm a super science nerd, that the part of the brain that lights up when you're bored is like right next door to the part of the brain that lights up for physical pain. And so the brain kind of associates boredom very similarly to physical pain. And I was like,
Is that right?
that makes sense. Of course, boredom eating is
Yeah.
hard. So, all that to say, brains don't like being bored. So, it makes a lot of sense that when you're slowing down to eat, that your brain is like, I need something, give me a thing. So, I have a number of ideas for potential level ups.
Right.
Do you want to brainstorm a few, or do you want to hear my thoughts?
Yeah, please let me hear your thoughts.
Okay. And one of the things that I like to tell my private clients is like everything we try is an experiment. If we try something and it works, amazing. If we try something and you hate it, also amazing. Everything is useful information. It's teaching you something about you. There's no possible way to screw it up. So you're just always learning. So you mentioned that because you're constantly on, you could potentially stand to sort of slow down and pay attention to your food. So perhaps a tiny level up could be one meal a day. You spend the first 2 minutes of the meal with no distraction. And it's just me and the food. I'm smelling it, I'm looking at the colors. Perhaps if you have a higher power, you're thanking, the universe for bringing it to you, et cetera. Just 2 minutes. And then go back to what you're doing. That's an option.
I
You
like that
mentioned,
one.
yeah, you mentioned that dinner tends to be in front of the TV. Perhaps an option is not necessarily those first 2 minutes of dinner is super dialed into your meal, but maybe you wait 2 minutes to turn on the TV. And so you're eating. My first three bites are just me and the food. And maybe your brain is going all kinds of different places, and that's allowed. And then you turn on the TV. That could be a tiny level up. Here's an idea. This is something that I share with some of my private clients. A lot of times I'll share it in Ask Coaches is, again, like I love experiments. And so I designed a spreadsheet where it's basically like across the day, you pick just one meal a day, not all three, and you decide when I am finished eating, you use the doable, oh, Ashley, help me out. It's the doable hunger cheat sheet. There you go. Doable hunger cheat
Yep.
sheet. And you sort of rate how full am I at the very moment I stopped eating? Am I at nearly enough, full, et cetera? And any answer is okay. Like you don't have to change your behavior. And
Yep.
then you rate it again 20 minutes later. Sometimes it's the same. Sometimes you're more full. And a lot of times I have found like people realize that they are more full 20 minutes later. And you just do
Yes.
this for a week. And again, you don't have to change your behavior. You're just writing down what is my level of fullness when I stop eating, and then 20 minutes later, one meal a day, 7 days potentially in a row. And like I said, I've designed a spreadsheet. If you want it, write to me and Ask Coaches, and you can say, Lizzie, give me the stopping at enough spreadsheet, and I'll send it to you. It's nothing fancy, but it just allows you to fill out what is my level of fullness. And so you're kind of tuning into you know, what, how many bites does help me get to be enough? And so maybe you are watching TV, but you're kind of like counting in the background, like I'm at a 12, 13, 14 bites. I may not be paying attention to my body, but I might be close to enough. So maybe I stop. So
that one I really like, because I have noticed that because I'm not tuning in, I can tip past enough, and then I don't realize until, like last night, I had a banana after my salad. And I think it was more that I was just saying, I feel like something sweet. But 20 minutes, 15 minutes later, I realized that, oh, I blew well past enough there, because I was feeling a little bit bloated afterwards.
Yeah. And again, like there's no shame, there's no guilt, there's no problem with going past enough. It's more like, oh, good to know. What I thought was enough when I stopped eating was actually past enough. It's information, it's data.
Yes.
Yep. And that allows you then to make adjustments over time.
Something else that I have tried, and I think I pulled together my own little worksheet, and I think I shared it in the group, is doing some monk meals. And I might schedule at least one monk meal a week, because that was really illuminating. And I found that when I was sitting down and writing down how I what I was thinking and how I was feeling with every bite, and really trying to dial into hunger, it was difficult for me to identify the level of hunger that I had. But I noticed some physical sensations that I had just never noticed. Like every bite I took, I got a chill down my back. And I was like, what? What's that about? And I had never, I mean, I'm 56 years old this year, and I had never noticed that this happens every bite that I take. So I think I'll do that. And maybe I'll wrap in to the monk meal that doable hunger rating as well. So I think that gives me definitely something to work with. And I really like the setting a timer for 2 minutes. I think that's because, you know, when you're always on, it seems like, well, I couldn't possibly sit and do nothing for the whole 10 minutes that it's going to take me to eat my lunch. But if I've just got a short window, then it's more doable, and it's a bit like exercise. I guess once I start, I'll probably finish my lunch without any distractions.
Okay. How fascinating that you noticed the shiver down your spine.
I know. It just blew my mind.
What reflections did you have from doing a monk meal? And by the way, everyone, if you're not familiar with what a monk meal is, it simply is just, you know, like you and the food by yourself, no TV, no phone, no reading, you and the food. That's what a monk meal is. So Nicola, yeah, what reflections did you have from that?
It made me be very, very much more deliberate about the experience of the food and the speed with which I ate it. I mean, obviously, because every bite you're stopping for a couple of minutes and you're making little journal notes. I love my food, but I think I have over the years just got into this sort of autopilot when I'm eating. And it really taught me to really savor every bite. And I think in doing a monk meal, I really should do them more often, but in doing the monk meal, I definitely got in touch with my enoughness.
Nice.
Quite easily, because of that slowness and the deliberateness of it. So I really enjoyed it. And that's why I pulled together a bit of a worksheet, so that I could sort of go, well, what's your hunger rating? What's the physical sensation? How does your stomach feel? What are you thinking? How are you feeling more generally? And it was really asking myself every bite those very deliberate questions. And yeah, revealed some really weird physiological experiences. But and I kind of I've done several monk meals, and as a bit of an experiment to see, well, does this happen every time I take a bite, or was there something going on for me that day or those couple of days? And I have yet to have a monk meal where I didn't have that shiver down my back.
Wow.
Every bite. So. Call me crazy.
I mean, we're all unique, right? Every you get to be the expert on your body, and that's one of your signals. So, okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
So, what is your tiny, not good enough level up that you want to choose to practice and experiment with this week?
Well, I'm a bit extra, so there isn't that tiny to me is there's no such thing. I want to, maybe I need to pick one, but I want to do the 2 minutes no distraction. Okay. I want to do the doable hunger cheat sheet rating after dinner every day. And I want to schedule in a monk meal at least once a week. But I might just start with the 2 minutes of no distraction, just so I can start tiny and see how that goes.
I am a huge fan of starting tiny. You can always add more. But like, yes, start tiny. Give yourself the biggest chance for success, and you know, high fives and pats on the back. So amazing! Thank you,
fantastic. Thank you, Lizzie. It was lovely to talk to you.
You too, and good morning to you there in Australia, and have a marvelous day.
I will. You too. Bye bye.
Thank you. All right. So we're gonna put Nicola back, and we're gonna have Pam come on up for some coaching. And thank you, Coach Ashley. I gave Coach Ashley the link for my spreadsheet that I created for my private clients. We put it there in the chat if you're looking for it. Like I said, it's nothing fancy, but we can go for it if you want. And so I'm trying to get Pam up as panelist. Pam, if you're still here, it looks like Pam declined to be promoted to panelist. No problem. Well, team, we've got a few more minutes, and so we're still waiting. Since Pam is like, she's all good, doesn't want to get up for coaching. Anybody else? Floor's open. Raise your hands. While we're waiting for someone else to raise their hand, let's talk a little bit more about level ups. So we've talked a lot about that already tonight. And so there's different kinds of ways to level up. You can level up with the quantity, the amount of what you eat, the quality, good, better, best, and so forth. And also, we can talk about what level ups aren't. And so while I am promoting Audrey, thank you so much for raising your hand. Real quick, we can talk about what level ups aren't. So for example, going from following your plan for only breakfast to following your plan for breakfast, snacks, and dinner every single day, that's not a level up. That's like an 80% level up. Like, just go tiny. Another example of not a level up is like walking sometimes to walking every day for 30 minutes. That's not a level up. That's like, again, a like giant going from step number one to step number 10. So remember, level ups are things that feel so small and you're so sure of that your brain says this probably won't be good enough. So Audrey, thank you so much for raising your hand. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you.
Welcome. What's on your mind today?
This is kind of embarrassing to admit, but I've been in no BS since June. I've lost only about 11 pounds, and I've been just maintaining for probably 3 or 4 months now, just been maintaining. And I don't even know that I've ever tried a level up. So okay. I just kind of want to know some baby steps to do that, because that may be exactly why the scale is not moving again.
Okay. Great question. So first of all, thank you for being here. And the fact that you've lost 11 pounds since June, that is a win. So give yourself credit for what you are doing. You are showing up. You're still here. So you said, like, I'm not sure I've ever done a level up. Level ups can come in all different shapes and sizes. We can start with what feels super easy, or we can start with an area where you're like, I think if I leveled up here, it would really make a big difference. Which direction would you like us to go?
A little. Baby step.
In the easier realm?
Yes.
Okay.
And this may be a level up. When we had the 12-week challenge, you know, I chose some things to do, some incremental things to do. The one thing that I've added is now become habit is water before caffeine in the morning.
So. Yeah, that's a great example of a level up. Amazing. Okay. Yeah. So how would you feel if I kind of offer up a few categories and you can pick one? It's almost like Jeopardy. So, if you were to decide to experiment with Level Up in the following category, which one feels easiest? Planning, assessing, sleep, water, waiting for hunger, stopping at enough.
Stopping it enough.
Okay. All right, great.
Most of the that's most of the other ones I don't have as much of an issue with.
Okay, great. Tell me a little bit about what stopping it enough is like for you right now.
It's usually past enough, and I don't realize it till 15 or 20 minutes later when I feel heavy or bloated. I don't know that I have really even gotten into the this is enough, stop.
Okay. So I could be wrong, but it sounds like you're still kind of getting familiar with what enough actually feels like. Does that resonate or not so much?
That's true, yes.
Okay. So, perhaps a tiny level up would just be spend a week maybe of just trying to notice what does enough feel like. And so maybe taking a couple of notes, piece of paper, a note in your phone, really it could be in your planner of just like, how did I know that I was done eating? What did it feel like in my body? So sometimes when I ask, how did I know I was done eating? People will say the food on my plate was gone. Okay. I mean, that's a lot of times how I do it. Mostly because I like to clean my plate. Just like one of the other gals was saying, like, I like to finish what's on my plate. So that could be just information, good to know. You could also tune into your body. Like Nicola was saying, to her surprise, she learned that she had a shiver down her spine. That's a new signal I've not heard of before, but you may have something similar. You may have something more like, my stomach feels a little bit stretched, or some other common signs of feeling at enough have been you have that sigh of like you're eating, you go, oh, that kind of thing. Or looking for the best bites of like, I'm trying to find like they're really good stuff. That's a sign that you're getting closer to enough. So when you're thinking of getting ready or like I'm getting close to being done eating, how do you know? How do you know that you're close to being done?
I think probably, and I've switched to a salad plate. I don't eat on a dinner plate anymore. I eat on a smaller salad plate, and I try to serve myself less. So I still think I'm like, yeah, I like to clean my plate. So I think when I get near the end, that's when I go, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be in tune with this. And I'm like, well, you have two bites left. Might as well eat them
Okay.
instead of, are you full?
Okay. But again, like noticing before two bites are done, of like, oh yeah, I was supposed to be paying attention. That in itself is progress. Like progress comes in lots of different ways. So if you were to custom design for yourself something that feels easy around how do I know if I'm at enough? What would make sense for you? What feels easy? And let me know if you want to brainstorm together.
I have no idea.
Here are some ideas. Perhaps you could, like I said, either keep a notebook next to your plate at dinner and just jot down how does my stomach feel? And just having the notebook next to you could be a little bit of a reminder. You could also say that would be incredibly weird. My family would not be cool with it, and I would just feel so awkward. That's fine too. Okay. So sounds like that could work for you. Just having the notebook and jotting down some
I
ideas.
could just I'm old school. I three-hole punch the planner and use the binders. I could just pull my page out and take it to the table,
Okay.
my
Great.
daily planner page.
Yeah. And if you forget 5 nights out of seven, but you remember 2 nights, level up. You're winning. It's like that's what it is. It's like the thing that feels not good enough counts. It's like I tell my private clients, if you ever ask yourself, does this count as a win? The answer is yes. So that's an option. You could try the stopping at enough spreadsheet that I talked about earlier of just, it doesn't have to be 7 days in a row. It could be 2 days out of seven. Again, of just How did I feel? Like, rate my level of hunger according to the doable hunger cheat sheet at when I finished eating, and then 20 minutes later. And like, for example, I've had a client who said she did it and she thought she was at enough when she stopped eating and found out she was like way past enough and like holiday dinner full 20 minutes later.
Oh,
She
wow.
didn't necessarily change her behavior, but it was just an aha. It was an awareness. So that is a level up, just kind of bringing awareness as well. I would imagine something that could count as a win maybe a week from now, a month from now, is if you're able to identify one physical hunger cue is beginning to signal for you that it's enough, whether it's my stomach feels stretched, I have the sigh, I'm looking for best bites. Any of those, like, each person's body is different. Usually we have kind of one sort of dominant fullness cue, but there's a couple of like three sort of more subtle ones. And the more you get familiar with yourself, you can begin to be like, oh, there's one of those little ones that I wasn't paying attention to. So that could be a level up. It's just trying to identify, what does my body feel like? Describe that. What are your thoughts?
I could do that. I think having a piece of paper next to my plate would make a big, and I could even mark just right on the hours of the planner. I could just put next to dinner. I could pick if the spreadsheet choices, I could just pick one and write it.
Okay, great. So if you were to kind of wrap it up and tell me in a sentence or two, Lizzie, my not good enough tiny level up for this next week is going to be what?
Did you say not good enough?
Yeah. And that's the goal. Like, you want it to feel not good enough because it's so tiny that you're like, this is never going to work. Because,
oh, I can just write down while I'm eating how I'm feeling and just try to get in touch with those emotions.
Perfect. Yeah.
Or
Can I
physical.
Ask? Okay. I'd love to ask a favor if you're comfortable with it. And if you're not comfortable, totally okay. But I would love to eat for you to either send me a note and ask coaches or tag me in Facebook and say, after I did it for a week, here's what I found out. And again, it's a science experiment. It's just data. Everything is helping you. Like, there's no way to screw it up. And the data is all just information that's getting you closer to figuring out a science experiment of you.
So when you go to ask coaches, you can actually choose. Because I don't remember. I don't know that I've been since it was updated to where the same person is answering back.
Uh-huh. I appreciate you asking that. So the way that you write a question looks very much the same, but you can always say either in the title or in the first line, be like, you know, please send this to Lizzie, or please send this to Coach Julie. And I got to tell you, everybody, like, I feel like I've made like all these close friends in Ask Coaches, because we had this now like back and forth, and like, I'm kind of a good pen pal. So write to me.
Yes, I don't mind doing that at all.
That would be
it will be an accountability thing for me.
Terrific. Great. Thank you, Audrey.
Thank you.
Well, again, I just so appreciate you raising your hand and being brave. And again, you sharing what's going on for you has helped other people. So thank you. High five for that. Great. Thank you so much. All right. Before we head out, we just got one more minute. I noticed somebody in the chat. I think it was Lori. Hey there, Lori. I see you. Said, how do you level up on your emotions? Boom. What a question. So a lot of the reason, not always, but a lot of the reasons why we eat sometimes is to avoid feeling a feeling, or even to try to feel a feeling. And so how do we level up on allowing feelings and not necessarily turning to food and so forth? And one of the things that I've shared with one of my clients, and I share this a lot in Ask Coaches, is sometimes our brains are afraid. Again, just like my lower brain is afraid to, you know, let go of wine or some of the foods that we hold really closely. Sometimes our brains are super afraid to feel feelings. It feels like a survival level threat. Like, if I let this feeling of anxiousness come in, I am literally gonna die. And so of course our brain's like, I'm gonna eat so I don't have to feel anxiousness. So here is a tiny level up you can practice for feeling feelings. All you gotta do, and I would suggest you practice this at a time when you're not necessarily feeling anxious or depressed or stressed or tired. Like, do this when you're having your coffee. Do this at 11:30 in the morning, at lunchtime, when your like emotions are kind of okay, sort of low key, ask the first question is, what am I feeling? You can just see whatever comes up. You could also use the feelings wheel, which is a tool also in the NoBS website. One of my clients has asked herself this once a day for a full week. And she's been so surprised with like, man, I had no idea it's such a range of all these feelings. I thought it was just kind of like bored, tired, angry, happy. And she's like, no, I've got all this, you know, the whole spectrum. So question one is, what am I feeling? And then here's the kicker. The second thing you say to yourself is, and I am allowed to feel XYZ, whatever it was. I'm allowed to feel anxious. Anxiousness is allowed to be here right now, because that is so crucial. So often we're like, I'm feeling anxious and I don't want to feel it. I'm out. Where's the food? Give yourself 30 seconds, a minute of how do I feel right now? I feel anxious and I'm allowed to feel anxious right now. Anxiousness is allowed to be here. I don't have to fix it. I don't have to change it. Anxiousness is feeling, is a human feeling that I'm feeling right now. And then you can go have the food. Like that's your level up of just 30 seconds of what am I feeling? And I am allowed to feel that way. So what a call. Thank you everyone so much. I'm so, so grateful that you were here with me tonight. I appreciate you. I hope that you have a marvelous Tuesday evening and continue on those tiny level ups that feel not good enough, because not good enough becomes a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, and it becomes easier to do over time. So give yourselves a big high five and thank you so much. We will see you next time. Thank you, Ashley, as well. Have a great night.